You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labour MP Andrew Little.
Yes, Andrew Little joined me again this week for our regular chat. We discussed National MP Matt King's coward punch bill that's been drawn from the ballot and changes to the Family and Whānau Violence Bill. Here's Andrew.
The National MP Matt King's coward punch bill has been drawn from the ballot and it would allow us a sentence of up to 20 years in the case of death. What do you think of the bill?
Well, it's another one of the string of bills that the National Party is putting up that is kind of significantly raising sentencing thresholds for different or not quite specific offences. It's part of their strategy, I think, to drive a wedge between New Zealand First and the Labour Party in terms of trying to get criminal justice reform. The stupidity of it is, of course, that there will be situations where somebody may be guilty of a coward's punch that kills somebody. They may be a person who has punched others in a similar fashion previously, but not killed people, might have caused grievous bodily harm. And actually, the penalty that they ought to be getting is more serious. It ought, could in fact be life imprisonment. So what this does is narrows the scope of judicial discretion, which is always a bad thing because it means that a judge looking at all the circumstances of the case cannot, taking everything into account, give the most suitable sentence, which in some cases may be harsher, in other cases may not be as harsh.
So do you think this is a big enough problem in New Zealand to warrant a bill like this?
Well, I know there have been instances of it. There have been deaths caused by a single punch to somebody. Often, somebody who was hit in the head falls to the ground. It's often the fall to the ground and cracking their skull on the pavement that is the cause of death. Nevertheless, they've been punched in the head. That's what's caused them to fall. So in legal terms, causation goes back to that hit. And of course, we want to do everything we can to give a very clear signal that that level of violence is not acceptable. Whether this does that, and whether it is that this is the most suitable way to do it for a judge dealing with a case where there is a coward punch is involved, I'm not so sure.
So Labour definitely won't be supporting this bill?
Well, we don't support it. We don't support the underlying principle of it. What we typically do is with members' bills, we'll agree for it to go to the Select Committee for a close examination, make sure that National MPs who would otherwise support it get to see the information, get to hear the evidence from others in the field about why this approach to legislation is not good, and turn it over there. But so we may well support it to there, but in principle, we don't support this approach to sentencing.
And New Zealand First has previously said they support an 8-year sentence for coward punches. Are you worried they'll support the bill?
Look, I mean, what they do is up to them in that respect. But what we are, there's a bigger program of work that we're trying to do, which is to get some greater coherence to our criminal justice system. And for many people, their offending has a bunch of other, kind of causes and circumstances that if we deal with those, we can stop their offending. On the other hand, there is, there's a very small number, but there are some people who are just inherently violent and, who may not respond to other, forms of either treatment or rehabilitation or change process that the criminal justice system might offer them. And so strong sentences are required. But in the end, what you want and what a justice system ought to be about is every case is dealt with on its particular circumstances. Justice can only be dispensed by dealing with the person and their circumstances in front of you, including the effect on the victims. That's how you deal with justice. When you start prescribing things without any reference to particular circumstances of a particular case, then injustice results, and that's why legislation like this is usually so bad.
And have you spoken to New Zealand First about the bill?
We haven't had any conversations. It hasn't come up for debate yet. It's been drawn from the ballot. It'll sit on the order paper. It could be weeks away before it gets debated. Look, at some point we will. But as I say, we'll probably support it to its for the Select Committee to have a close examination of it and test the principle underlying our policy and then kind of see where it goes from there. But we're trying to get a more constructive and coherent approach to sentencing and criminal justice in New Zealand. That's kind of mindless stuff that National Party sort of gets into is not very
good. And you've announced amendments to the Family and Whānau Violence Bill. How outdated is the legislation?
Well, we've got the new legislation, which in fairness to the previous National government, they introduced Amy Adams. I think Amy Adams was very good on this issue. She worked in a genuinely kind of cross-party way to get legislation up. We inherited that legislation. Jan Logie, as the Under-Secretary to Justice responsible for domestic and family violence, she had a look at it, and through discussions with the other parties in government, we've agreed that there do need to be some tweaks and changes. I mean, well, probably the most significant is the police safety orders, which are a device at the moment that police can use to keep a perpetrator away from a victim for up to 5 days. We're extending that to 10 days. That gives more time for a victim of family or sexual violence to kind of sort their affairs out, you know, get locks changed on a house or move house or do whatever. So just enables that to happen. But otherwise, it's just making some refinements to the legislation that the previous government had already put in. And I think, again, in fairness to the National Party, this is an issue which they agree with us. There are no politics in this. This is about addressing a very serious problem in New Zealand. And they, you know, they've been pretty good about it since the change of government, and which is responsible and the right thing to do. And I think this is something that we need to continue to work across all parties to get the best outcome on.
And, I mean, do you feel changing the legislation will have much of an effect on our domestic violence rates, or does more need to happen in other areas as well?
Look, it's not the legislation alone. This is where Jan Logie is doing some incredibly valuable work. We've been working on the an important step to take, which is trying to get greater coherence across government about what we do on domestic and sexual violence, and then also working with the NGO sector, who are big players in the frontline response to domestic and sexual violence. So we're looking at the establishment of a, we just use the term central agent at the moment, but a coordinating body, draw on the work that's been done in the Ministry of Social Development, the Ministry of Justice, the police, other agencies and so on as well, but also the grant-making agencies giving the, providing the funding to the NGOs and the frontline operators in the field, making sure that those grants have a consistency and a coherence to them too, that the same standards are expected when it comes to programs to assist victims and, for that matter, to assist perpetrators as well. So it's about getting greater coherence and then making sure the responses that we do support or carry out are effective. And so that central agent will have a very important role to play. We're in the process of putting that together. That'll be the subject of a budget bid. And if we are successful, then we should expect to see that rolled out later next year.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.